Aircheckdownloads.com. The sound of Surrey. The James Cannon Breakfast Show. Waking you up.
BBC Radio Surrey. Just gone 9 o'clock. Our next set of songs all have a tie to today's date. It's the 6th of October. We start with Tina Turner.
The Workplace Playlist.
BBC Radio Surrey.
TLC and No Scrubs, alongside Tina Turner. Both those songs featuring on this day in 1999 at the MOBO Awards. TLC winning Best Video for No Scrubs, and Tina Turner Best International. She won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the MOBOs on this very day, 1999. Where are we going to next? Well, next song, 2011, not the year it came out, but it was named the worst song of the 1980s in a poll by Rolling Stone magazine. I'm sorry, I disagree. I love it. Starship Rebuilt This City on the Workplace Playlist 2011. That song named in Rolling Stone magazine as the worst song of the 1980s. It was a poll they'd done. Apparently, the final countdown by Europe, that Swedish band, that came in second. Lady in Red, Lady in Red, I would struggle with. Chris de Burgh, that was third. But also making the top five, Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and the Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. Now, you see, the thing is that all of those I quite like. Maybe. Lady in Red, I'm sorry if that comes on. Lord help us. Anyway, she's one of the most successful singer-songwriters. We're talking about, well, Adele. Well, it's been 6 years since she last released any music, and she's shared a snippet of a song. I don't really saw this song yesterday. Apparently, it's going to be out next week in full. But she posted a black and white clip on Twitter showing her putting a cassette, yes, a cassette, bearing the song's title, Easy On Me, into a car stereo. Have a listen here. This is the song. Yeah, what do you make of that? Well, it's after the number 30, apparently projected onto several iconic buildings around the world. Cunning fans are predicting that it will be the name of her fourth album. Really? After 19, 21, 25 and maybe 30? I'm just guessing they possibly could be right. Anyway, she previously said she would retire that system, saying that she'd settled into family life, but she'd separated from her ex-husband, Simon Konecki, when she was 30. She's now 33. Subsequently, kept a bit of a low profile. Music journalist Georgia Rogers predicting that the teaser clip we've heard will be the start of the new album and a new Adele classic.
It's just her driving down an American desolate road with the trunk on the back with furniture in it, and it's kind of, you only hear that small snippet of piano and instrumental piano ballad, but it sounds like kind of classic Adele, and there's this feeling of, you know, moving on from a relationship. Is this going to be the ultimate Adele breakup record?
Well, it's been watched 6 million times, that post, in people thinking there's got to be more to it than what people have told me. Well, there ain't really, but a little bit of extra info for you whilst we're here. Forbes predicting that Adele's net worth to be $190 million. She's already sold over 120 million albums, and that new single, Easy On Me, is going to be released on the 15th of October. It's Friday the 15th. Her fourth album expected to follow shortly afterwards. So, no Adele today on our Workplace Playlist, but we'll start looking at the birthdays. Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon celebrating a birthday today. They feature on the Workplace Playlist here on BBC Radio Surrey. REO Speedwagons, Kevin Cronin, born today, 1951. from the Commodores, Thomas McCleary, guitarist, celebrating a birthday today. Other birthdays include Melvin Bragg, who is 82, Brick Eklund is 79, Ricky Hatton, the boxer, is 43 today. Right, so where are we going to go to now with our next song? We head back to 1991. Not the year this song came out, but on this day, Michael Jackson gave away Elizabeth Taylor. She got married for the seventh time. Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Elizabeth Taylor getting married this day in 1991. Her seventh wedding to Larry Potensky, who was a construction worker. Lasted 6 years, that marriage, though. And Michael Jackson gave the bride away. 1998, our destination for a music poll. Maybe Marvin Gaye as one of the top artists of the past 30 years. Marvin Gaye. And what's going on the workplace playlist? Coming in fifth place in the Time Out magazine, a poll of the best artists from the past 30 years. James Brown, fourth. Bob Marley was third. The Beatles at number two, first place back in 1998. David Bowie. Anyway, good to hear a bit of Marvin Gaye. Let's talk about the weather and, well, what's going on. We can ask that question to Elizabeth Rattini. Morning.
Hello, good morning, James. Yes, we've got some sunshine around at the moment. Blue sky and sunshine to greet this morning. It's really rather lovely.
Aircheckdownloads.com.